1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Select locations are now open. Come experience the big screen again in a safe and comfortable environment. Purchase tickets and order food in advance at MarcusTheaters.com or on the Marcus Theaters mobile app. Your seat is waiting.
When the world stops making sense, where do you go? Need a great mind to sort things out for you. This dude's got a big head, so he must have a great mind.
Hey.
You're just a big man. Santana Dodson. Good morning, Santana. How are you?
Good morning. You know I can hear you, right? You know I can hear you.
Yeah, I want you to hear us. Yeah, I wanted you to hear that introduction. The world stopped making sense. You go to a great thinker, a man with a big head, Santana Dodson, yeah. The big man. Hey, before we get all caught up in, you know, you being a big man and all, Stephanie ran into an old friend of yours yesterday.
Oh, I did.
Who'd you run into?
Well, covering the game for Channel 12 at Lambeau Field and the Packers. Outside the press box elevators, out pops for a hot second, Brett Favre was there.
Oh, really? He made a little appearance, huh? To Lombardi Avenue.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. But he was never on the broadcast yesterday. And so we're just curious, why do you think he was there? Was he there really just watching the game or politics? Why do you think he was there?
Let me run this out to you, Santana. How do we know Brett Favre doesn't go to half the Packer home games and nobody really knows? He just lays low.
Yeah, I mean, you know, with the current situation in the pandemic, he's got a lot of free time. He's big on golfing, and he's hunting. Isn't it Hunter's weekend? Was this the first weekend for hunting?
Not rifle season, not gun season. Could he be out bow hunting?
Did he bow hunt?
Yeah,
he could be a bow hunter.
Yeah, now we can't
yeah,
go.
He did a little bow hunting when he played, so I can see him coming up there for the hunting or something like that. And if there's a game available to him. Coming through the stadium.
Sure. I bet he gets a free lunch, right? Like he gets a little ticket for one free lunch.
Exactly. They open all the gates and the doves fly and, you know, there's a 12-gun salute. All that stuff happens.
Now, if he was going hunting, you remember who his old hunting partner was when he was with the Packers, right?
I was going to say Doug Peterson, but I could be wrong.
It was Doug Peterson. They always went hunting together, the two of them. But Doug was busy in Philadelphia last night.
Beating the lackluster Cowboys, so it couldn't have been Doug.
Right, and it couldn't have been McCarthy because we saw him standing there taking his beating again last night.
I felt bad for him. I don't know if y'all watched that whole game, but the Cowboys were doing the best. It's like the little engine that could. They were doing the best they could. I think the score was 9-7, and then there was a turnover, and then there was a field goal, and all of a sudden it got kind of out of whack. But, you know, they're on that third-string quarterback, which nobody even knew his name 2 weeks ago.
I still don't know his name, and I saw him play for a couple of series last night. What's his name?
No reason you'd remember his name either.
Yeah. Meanwhile, speaking of being in or out of whack, what's with the whack on our team? What the hell?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a guy by the name of Dalvin Cook. You know, we talked a little bit about it last week, and we felt like he was going to play this week, and boy, did he play. You know, I think just defensively, we don't play running teams well, and we've got a string of them the next couple of weeks. You know, Minnesota yesterday, I think Dalvin ended up with 200 all-purpose yards. I could be wrong by 5 or 10 yards, but he had a 50-yard screen for a touchdown, terrible tackling. And he had 160 yards rushing, I believe. Terrible tackling again. So, you know, when you're not playing the run well, and we historically have not, San Fran runs the ball
well.
How
can you be how is it possible to be historically? The players have come and gone. We have different players on the field historically. I know what you mean, but how? We've changed coaches. We've changed defensive coordinators.
Tackling has always been part of the game.
Tackling.
How can you be in an NFL, you know, roster, on an NFL roster and be so terrible at tackling?
Yeah, I mean, it's attention to detail. It's, you know, I teach kids on the Pop Warner level that you can't arm tackle. So, meaning that you have to run through your target, if that even makes sense. But I'm watching them yesterday, you know, they're setting their feet and arm tackling, trying to just kind of butt a guy like Dalvin Cook down. And, you should know that the guys on defense should know that there's no way he's going down by just arm tackling and butt tackling.
You know that. Did the 11 guys in green jerseys that were on the field trying to stop him know that?
They would have to.
Okay.
They would.
All right.
Okay.
And that goes back into you get the feeling that as long as number 12 is on our side, that we've got a chance to win the game. And they had a chance. The problem was also on the other side of the ball, our offense kind of stalled out with penalties and things like that the second half. So it kind of made it a rough game for us in the second half that we couldn't come back from.
When you were playing, were you graded after every game? Did they look at everything you did on every play and give you a grade?
Every game you'd get a grade. Yeah, and then, when you're good and you're really a professional athlete, you can almost grade yourself after every play. Like, that's not going to look good on film. That's not too good. But you definitely get a grade after every game.
And I'm sure they still do that then.
They would have to.
And so, anybody get an A on defense? You see any Fs out there?
I don't think so. Did we create a turnover? A lot of times if you can create a turnover or a fumble, that gives you, that's kind of like a grading curve. So you can have a D in the class or a D on the test, but if you created a couple of fumbles and turnovers, that might turn that D into a C+ or a B. Okay. But I don't think we had any turnovers, did we?
Well, we haven't created any turnovers since Ford was president, I feel like.
Yeah. And again, it's attention to detail. Playing the run is definitely will and want to and sheer determination. Like, everybody would love to show up and when you're averaging 27, 30 points a game and let's rush the passer 9 out of 10 plays and just rush upfield. But playing the run takes a lot of determination and attention to detail, particularly from your front seven, Your front seven guys, including the safeties, every time you're in a run formation, you've got to have attention to detail, and everybody has their gap integrity. And just yesterday, I saw no gap integrity. It's hard to watch. It's hard to watch as a former defensive player.
Okay, what about the elements? After the game, quarterback Aaron Rodgers said, no fans, the wind, the cold may have affected the way they played. You agree, disagree? Is that a cop-out?
Yeah, I think you got excuses, you got reasons. I mean, they hadn't had fans for 6-7 weeks now. So is it an issue? Yeah, sure, okay. But, those are the things as a professional athlete you just have to overcome. I think Aaron, Aaron's a great, consummate professional, and he's not going to throw anybody under the proverbial bus, but we all know what we saw out there yesterday. Just, Aaron can only say and do so much.
All right, I think I've been patient. But November 1st, you can mark it down as the day I started on the Fire Mike Pettine campaign. We've seen this long enough. Teams run on us and run on us and run on us, and it hasn't gotten any better. He certainly had enough time to react to it, to come up with a different scheme or plan. He's got to go, right? Because you can't fire the defense, so he's got to go first.
Yeah, are we aren't even at the halfway part of the season.
Why wait?
I would have honestly started that campaign after San Francisco last year. That campaign should have started.
Huh.
We got what we got right now. Another thing, not only the coaching is, I'm hearing that they're in the market for the trade with William Fuller here at the Texans, and that'd be a great trade. But then my question is, why didn't you speak to that in the offseason when you had a variety of outstanding wide receivers to complement the wide receiver group that we already have, Devontae Adams? You didn't do it in the offseason, but you want to do it right now.
Well, they went out and they signed. They didn't draft anybody, but they grabbed Funchess, who opted out of the season. So,
right. Yes.
Did they get a pass on that or no? Should they have added more?
Because Funches, I'm kind of like, I'm lukewarm on,
okay.
on that whole signing.
All right, so does that fall on Gutekunst, or does that fall on LaFleur? I'm going to say it right now, the shine of that greatest coach thing is really coming off. I don't want to hear that anymore, that he's the greatest coach the Packers have ever had. All right, I'm done with that.
Yeah.
Wait, was that really true?
That was a little premature.
Do you think?
Well,
to say the least.
You know, until yesterday,
after the same number of games, he was better than Vince.
He was better than everybody. Yeah. He was better than any other Packer head coach.
You're right. His first loss in the NFC North
came yesterday.
Yep.
That's pretty good, and I'm still really mad at him.
For losing that game.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, time is just becomes of an essence. And, you know, we've got a standard. The fans have a standard. The Packers have a standard. And, you know, when we don't get and see that standard, it becomes an issue. So I look at number 12, and we feel like these things will be forever. And they are not. You know, they flee real fast. And I don't know why you don't get him the help that he really needs. You know, and with that being said, what was our record last year? 13-3, 14-2, 13-3.
Yeah, it was a nightmare.
but you know, we want to be in that winner's circle at the end of it. And for instance, you see a team like Tampa and Tom Brady, they are constantly adding players to that. They just signed AB.
Yep.
You know, so, and they already had, you know, the Gronks, and every week they're adding somebody to that roster to try to get them down the stretch. And then you look at Green Bay and they're like, okay, well, Aaron's going to be enough. And it's just not enough. It's proven that it's not enough once we get to the playoffs.
Okay, the trade deadline is tomorrow. Do you say the Packers make a move?
I think they should.
Will they, though? You think they should? Will they make a move?
I think they will not. But I think they should. I think they should. I really think they should. It would have to be on the offensive side of the ball just to give some more help. I mean, we're just, you know, you get past Devontae Adams, and we are pedestrian
offensively. Yeah. I hate when you're right to the point. Okay, so loss on Sunday to the Vikings. Thursday's going to be here before you know it. There's no time to really get ready for the 49ers. It's like everyone had to go home from Sunday's game, pack, and get ready for San Francisco.
Yeah, you're right.
And it's
there's nothing to say to that.
Yeah,
and it's silence on air.
Completely different situation because now they'll have to take on a team with a really good running game.
A really good running game.
Yeah,
a team that's run all over them last year
in the NFC Championship.
Yeah.
You know, but hopefully maybe they were setting their chin for the San Fran game. Maybe they were looking past Minnesota, a 1-5 Minnesota team, and saying, "Okay, we have our sights fixed on San Fran because they had such a bad taste in our mouths 6 months ago that we got to get ready for that game."
I'll tell you this:
they'll be chomping at the bit and ready to go against San Fran.
I tell you what, Santana, not San Francisco.
San Francisco Dotson.
That's your secret identity.
I'm upset. I'm upset.
San Diego.
I'm upset.
All of it.
If I wake up Friday morning and the Packers are 5-3, I'm going to be a little unpleasant to be around.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
All right.
We better focus on social distancing.
You know what this is like, having a game on Thursday right after a game like this one on Sunday?
What?
It's like you're recovering in your hospital room and the doctor comes in and says, "Well, the operation didn't take. We've got to try it again.
We're going to do it all over again."
Yeah. Same deal.
I hate sports.
I hate this team. All right.
Thanks, Santana. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Well, hey, go team. All right.
Santana Dodson.
Thank you, man.